So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of The First Inning. And please comment below, like, share, subscribe. It means a lot when you do. And we're going to get into it right now. So, we're going to go down the list of Hall of Famers. We'll talk about these guys now. So, I have the list here. We're going to go down the list and tell you who is on the list. Hold on a minute. There we are. We're back on. And you can't see me, though. Let me see the screen.
You unplugged the box?
No. Why? Something's wrong?
No, the phone's wrong.
I'm trying to get me on the screen. Why I can't get that on the screen? I don't know. But anyway, I'm here somewhere. I don't know why you can't see me. But we got it. We got it. Hopefully you can hear me. Check one, check two. Something did happen here. And alright, so we're getting back on here. So I'm hoping we are still live. Alright, perfect. Mama. Perfect.
We're going to be talking about the Baseball Hall of Fame. Players might be.
So hopefully we're back on. So this is the Hall of Fame here.
Talking about the Baseball Hall of Fame.
I should reach the. Okay, we're back.
This is the Hall of Fame.
All right, we're back. And we have a comment. All right. So, let me get into telling you what is the lineup. What is the lineup for the 2004 Baseball Hall of Fame? We're going to get into that right now. So this is the 2024 baseball ballot, and I'm going to run that down to you now. Returning to the ballot. Now, among the players returning to the Hall of Fame ballot, Todd Helton received votes on 72% of the ballots cast in 2023, the most of any returning. Helton is on the ballot for the sixth time in 2024. Billy Wagner, 68%, Andrew Jones, 58%, Gary Sheffield, 55%, and the other candidates who received at least 50% on the vote in 2023. Now, any candidate who receives above 75% of all ballots cast will earn an election to the Hall of Fame. 14 former players returning to the 2004 Baseball Hall of Fame ballot after receiving at least 5% of the overall vote in 2023. So I'm going to go down right here. So Todd Helton, 6 year, 72%. He might go in. Who knows? Billy Wagner, 68%, his ninth year. Andrew Jones, seventh year, 58%. Gary Sheffield, 10th year, 55%. Carlos Beltran, his second year, and he's at 46%. Alex Rodriguez, A-Rod, is his third year, and he's at 35%. Manny Ramirez is his eighth year, and he's at 32%. Omar Vizquel, 7th year, 19%. Andy Pettitte, his sixth year, is at 17%. Bobby Abreu, 5th year, 15%. And Jimmy Rollins, 3rd year, at 12%. Now, those names are incredible, you might say. And it goes on. Jimmy Rollins, his 3rd year, 12%. Mark Buehler, 4th year, 10%. Francisco Rodriguez, F-Rod, 2nd year, 10%. Torrey Hunter, 4th year, 6.9%. Now, you heard all these great names like Alex Rodriguez, Manny Ramirez, Omar Vizquel, Gary Sanchez. Well, not Gary Sanchez, huh? Gary Sheffield, I meant. A lot of those players were on steroids or got busted for steroids. So that's why they're really not being voted in. Like, Todd Helton, he wasn't really all that type of player. He was a mediocre player. He was a fan favorite, maybe more than that, but he wasn't a great player. Billy Wagner, I mean, he wasn't, like, outstanding. Andrew Jones was a great player. You know, he was outstanding, but never won a championship. You know, Gary Sheffield's another one. I think, but he actually won a championship, I think. So Gary Sheffield would be a good candidate. Never got busted for steroids. Carlo Beltran, I believe, never took steroids, but he never won a championship. Alex Rodriguez won a championship with the New York Yankees. Manny Ramirez, he won a few championships with Boston. You got Omar Vizquel. Andy Pettitte. Now, Andy Pettitte won 4 championship rings with the Yankees and had great career and all that, and he only got 17%. And it's his 6th year. So imagine. Francisco Rodriguez, he had a like up and down career, attitude problem. Jimmy Rollins is the stand-up guy, but more of a fan favorite. Aiden DeValia, what's up, man? Welcome to the channel. There you go, Bobby Abreu. Bobby Abreu, I mean, he might get it. So these are the 2004 ballot right here. So it's going to be live in about half an hour. Jose Bautista. I don't know about Jose Bautista. First year ballot? I don't know. Bobby Abreu? That was one hell of a player, Bobby Abreu. I mean, he was a baseball player. If anybody gets it, I think Bobby Abreu should get a nomination. Jose Bautista? I don't know. Carlos Beltran? He had a good career, but he never won anything or really like that. I mean, I don't know. But he's another player like Bobby Abreu. You know, great baseball player. Adrian Beltre is on that level too. He could get it. He could get the nod to go in the Hall of Fame, Adrian Beltre. He was a great player. Platinum Gold Glove. This is Mark Buehler. Not really. Bartolo Colon, he's on that level too. Can't really see Bartolo. Let me see. There you go. There's Bartolo. Bartolo Colon is on that level too. Great player. Knew what he was doing, just never won a championship, you know? Great caliber pitcher too, man. He was, and it was like nothing fazed him, man. That was the that's the most awesome part. People get hits off him, hit a home run, whatever, and it never fazed him. Adrian Gonzalez, he's another one that was a great baseball player. You see, there you see. There you go. Adrian Gonzalez, first year ballot, played 15 seasons for the Rangers, Padres, Red Sox, Dodgers, and Mets. Five-time All-Star, four-time Gold Glove Award winner at first base, and two-time Silver Slugger Award winner. Finished at top 10 of his league with most valuable player three times. And led the league in hits in 2011. Batting 300 and an average of 159 games in the season of 2006. Not bad. So Adrian Beltre got a lot of numbers. He's another one that could really be lifted in there too, into the Hall of Fame. Todd Helton. This is the one that everybody was talking about here. 6 year, 17 seasons with all with the Rockies. 1998 Rookie of the Year. Five-time All-Star. Ten times finished top 10 three times for Most Valuable Player. Three-time Gold Glove Award winner. Four-time Silver Slugger Award winner. He hit more than 20 home runs in 8 seasons. Including 6. He also hit 6 seasons with 30 home runs or more. He had a batting average of 300 or better for 12 seasons. Wow. Todd Helton. Let me scroll down real quick. I think that's your man right there. Matt Holliday. He was a great player too, but I think he won a championship with the Cardinals. Torrey Hunter was another great player. Never won a championship type of thing. Andrew Jones. Nah, he was a great player, man. Andrew Jones was like the Derek Jeter for Atlanta at the time. And he played a hell of a center field. I mean, he was the best center fielder of his time. He was actually, I think, better than Bernie Williams. Andrew Jones at one point. But Bernie was getting championships and he wasn't. So obviously Bernie was the better center fielder. But he was just as good as Bernie. He was great, this guy. Center field, he was awesome. Andrew Jones. Victor Martinez. This guy here. He's another high ball player caliber. It's his first year on the ballot. Played 16 seasons with the Indians, Red Sox, Tigers, and five-time All-Star. And he led with a 409 on base percentage. Finished second in the American League Most Valuable Player Award in 2007. Wow. He began his career as a catcher and led American League backstops and assists in 2004 before transitioning to a designated hitter. 300 batting average for over 8 seasons. Hit more than 20 home runs 7 times. And 100 and more RBIs 5 times, 5 seasons. He is one of only 4 catchers in Major League Baseball history to catch 800 games. Wow, with at least 200 hits, 400 doubles, 200 home runs. So he is in the club with Carlton Frist, Ivan Rodriguez, Ted Simmons. Wow. I think he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, if I don't say much. But that right there, that he deserves it. Victor Martinez and Adrian Gonzalez, Joe Mauer, first year ballot. Let me see. Let me read what he got real quick. First year ballot. 15 seasons all with the Minnesota Twins. Only catcher in history with 3 batting titles. Leading the American League in hitting in 2006, 8, and 9. He was named 2009 American League Most Valuable Player after hitting a average of 365. Becoming the only catcher in single season at least 100 games played as catcher. And led to finished top 10 in American League voting, MVP voting, in 3 seasons. 2006, 2008, 2010. 6-time All-Star. Excuse me. 6-time All-Star. 5-time Silver Slugger Award winner. 3-time Gold Glove Award winner. It's pretty remarkable, if I don't say. But that is amazing. Joe Mauer. Andy Pennant. Now, we heard all those claims of all these other players, right? Now, let's listen to Andy Pennant. And his career, on what his career looks like, which is crazy. Okay. Now, this is Andy Pennant's 6th year on the Hall of Fame ballot. Now, he's pitched 18 seasons with the Yankees and Astros. 18 seasons with the Yankees and Astros. Let's see. He won 20 games twice. 96 and 2003. 8 seasons with 15 or more wins. Wow. Finished 3rd in the 2005 American League Rookie of the Year voting. He received Cy Young Award votes in 5 seasons. Named to the All-Star game 3 times. Led the league in games started 3 times. He topped 200 innings pitched in 10 seasons, which was pretty great. He appeared in 32 postseason series over 14 seasons. 14 league division series, 10 league championship series, and 8 World Series, sorry. And he posted a 19-11 record with a 3.81 ERA and 44 starts in postseason play, with a postseason record of 19 wins. And he was also named Most Valuable Player in 2001. And he was also a member of the Yankees winning all 5 championships in the 2000s, 96, 98, 2000, and 2009. And, 1999. So, that is amazing in itself. Brandon Phillips. Now, Brandon Phillips, he's another guy that he was on a heavy baseball caliber. I mean, baseball player, great baseball player. And let me read you some of the stats of Brandon Phillips. This is his first year. He played 17 seasons for the Indians, Reds, Braves, Angels, and Red Sox. The 3-time All-Star. 4-time Gold Glove Award winner at second base. He hit over 20 or more home runs in 3 seasons. Stole 20 or more home runs in 5 seasons. He scored 100 runs, over 100 runs twice in 2 seasons. He only hit 100 RBIs in 1 season. And he only kept a 300 batting average for 1 season. So that's not really that great. So, let me see. Career fielding percentage. We're going to keep moving from Brandon Phillips. Manny Ramirez. Now, this guy was on super steroids. And he got busted for steroids at least, I think, twice or 3 times. I don't know how many times it was, but this is his 8th year on the Hall of Fame ballot. He played 19 seasons in baseball with the Indians, Red Sox, Dodgers, White Sox, and Rays. He's more memorable with the Red Sox. 12-time All-Star. Check this out. 19 seasons, 12-time All-Star, 9-time Silver Slugger Award winner. Finished second in the 1994 American League Rookie of the Year voting. Finished in the top 10 of MVP voting for the year 9 times. He was named American League Hank Aaron Award winner 2 times. He hit 300 or better batting average for 11 seasons. Wow, I mean, it goes on and on. But he won a World Series MVP with the Red Sox in 2004. And is a member of the Red Sox 2004 and 2007 World Series championship teams. which is pretty crazy. And that's Manny Ramirez. He was one hell of a baseball player. Jose Reyes. It's not happening for Jose Reyes. First year on the ballot. Let me see. First year on the ballot. 16 seasons with the Mets, Marlins, Blue Jays, and Rockies. Finished 8th on the Rookie of the Year voting. .47 runs scored in 69 games. Four-time All-Star. Silver Slugger Award winner at shortstop. National League batting title. He stole 517 stolen bases. 78th all time. So he's got some records as well under his belt. So that's pretty cool. Now, Alex Rodriguez, A-Rod, New York Yankee, third year on the ballot, 22 seasons, Mariners, Rangers, Yankees, three-time American League Most Valuable Player Award winner. Finished top 10 in American League voting, 7 seasons, 14-time All-Star Game selection, 10-time Silver Slugger Award winner at shortstop and third base, 2-time Gold Glove Award winner at shortstop, reached the 300 mark in batting, hit over 300, 9 seasons. Wow, I lost my thing. Scored 100 or more runs for 13 seasons. Wow. Leading the league five years out of those 13. He ranks 4th all-time in RBI, 5th in home runs all-time with 696 home runs. So he played in 19 postseason series over 12 seasons, hitting a batting average of .259 with 13 home runs, 13 runs scored, and 41 RBIs over 76 games. And he was a member of the Yankees 2009 World Series Championship team. Not bad. Francisco Rodriguez, F-Rod. Now, Francisco Rodriguez, this is his second year. Now, he pitched 16 seasons for the Angels, Mets, Brewers, Orioles, and Tigers. Six-time All-Star. Two-time Royloids Relief Award. American League Cy Young Award votes in 3 seasons. Finished 6th in American League Most Valuable Player Award in 2008. 30 or more saves for 8 seasons, including the MLB record of 62 in 2008. Finished top 5 in league saves 7 times. Wow. Pitched in 10 postseason series over 6 seasons, 5-4 record with 3 saves, at an ERA of .295 in 26 games. He won 5 games and struck out 28 batters over 18 innings. And he helped the Angels win a World Series title. So he won with the Angels. Jimmy Rollins. Read it to you. It's his third year on the ballot. Played 17 seasons for the Phillies, Dodgers, and White Sox. Finished third in the National League Rookie of the Year voting of 2001. Three-time All-Star. Four-time Gold Glove Award winner at shortstop. National League Most Valuable Player in 2007. Silver Slug Award winner at shortstop. He stole 20 or more bases in 13 seasons. Wow. Hit 20 or more home runs in 4 seasons. He won a Roberto Clemente Award. But he appeared in 11 postseason series over 6 seasons, hitting 246 with 27 runs scored and 11 stolen bases in 50 games. Members of Phillies 2008 World Series Championship Team. Ain't that something? Gary Sheffield. This is a good one. It's his 10th and final year on the ballot. So if he doesn't get elected this year, that means he is not getting into the Hall of Fame. So he paid 22 years for the Brewers, Padres, Marlins, Yankees, Tigers, and Mets. Thank you very much. He was named 9 times to the All-Star Game. He won 5 Silver Slugger Awards. 1 as a third baseman, 4 as an outfielder. Finished top 10 for most valuable player 6 times in the league. Hit 20 or more home runs for 14 seasons. He hit 30 or more home runs for 8 seasons. And he hit 2. And he had 2 seasons with over 40 home runs. So he was doing his thing right there. Led the league in batting average. So Gary Sheffield appeared in 9 postseason series over 6 seasons with Marlins, Braves, and Yankees, hitting 248 with 6 home runs, 19 RBIs, 27 runs scored, and 44 games. And he's a member of the 1997 World Series Championship Marlins. Pretty cool. James Shields. He was a great pitcher, this guy. James Shields. First year ballot, 13 seasons for the Rays, Royals, Padres, and White Sox. Now, he was named 2011 American League All-Star Team during the season where he had 11 complete games in 2011. Finished third in Cy Young voting 1 year. And he is a member of the Rays 2008 championship team and the Royals 2014 championship team. So he got 2 championship rings. It was pretty cool. Chase Utley. He was another great player. See, this is his first year. 16 seasons with the Philly Dodgers. Six-time All-Star. Four-time Silver Slug Award winner. He finished top 10 American League Value of Player Award 3 times. And let's see. He played in the postseason 8 times out of 16 years in the league. And he's a member of the Phillies 2008 World Championship team. How cool is that? Omar Vizquel. Now, Omar Vizquel, he was one of the great shortstops. I mean, he was one of the best that you ever see out there. And it's sad that they're really doing him dirty. I think he took steroids. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if he was on the list of steroids, but he might have been. Seventh year, 24 seasons with the Marlins, Indians, Giants, Rangers, White Sox, and Blue Jays. 3-time All-Star. 11-time Gold Glove Award winner at shortstop. Which is amazing. And this is the time Jeter was playing too. And he was getting Gold Gloves like crazy. And that's the second most among shortstops. And his last one that he got when he was 39 years old. He became the oldest infielder to win a Gold Glove Award. Wow. Any Silver Slugger Awards? Not really. Let's keep moving. So he won a World Series championship with the Indians in 1995 and 1997. Not bad. Billy Wagner. Ninth year, 16 seasons, 422 career saves, second highest among left-handed relievers, 6th overall. That's amazing. 8 postseason series over 7 seasons with the Astros, Mets, Red Sox, and Braves, posting a 1-1 record with 3 saves and a 10-point ERA in 14 games. Now you got Mets hero David Wright here. David Wright is an all-time Mets favorite, fan favorite. He was like the Jeter of the Mets, and it just never happened. 14 seasons with the Mets, 7-time All-Star, 2-time Gold Glove Award winner, 2-time Silver Slug Award winner at third base. Finished top 10 for most valuable player 4 times. And he appeared in 5 postseason series over 2 seasons. And he's a member of the 2015 championship team. National League championship team. Pretty cool. So that guy, he was a fan favorite of the Mets. It was crazy. Hello, hello, hello. So that is your whole ballot of the 2024 Baseball Hall of Fame. James Shields. Oh, it's about to start. Gary Sheffield. Jim Rollins. Francisco Rodriguez. Alex Rodriguez. Jose Reyes. Manny Ramirez. Brandon Phillips. Andy Pettitte. Joe Mauer. Victor Martinez. Andrew Jones. Torrey Hunter. Matt Holliday. Todd Helton. Adrian Gonzalez. Bartolo Colon. Mark Buehler. Adrian Beltre. Carlos Beltran. We got Jose Bautista. And the last but not least, Bobby Abreu. And that is your 2004 ballot. And it's going to be good. So like, share, subscribe if you haven't already. Comment below if you want to say something or you feel some type of way. Start the conversation by commenting below. And it's been a good one. So I'm going to end it here. I'm going to thank y'all for watching. Y'all guys can like, share, and subscribe. Word, word, word. So long, everybody, and see ya.